The Conference of Heads of Private Second Cycle Schools has called on governments to extend the free SHS policy to cover students in private schools. Addressing a news conference in Accra, the General Secretary of the Association, Joseph Jamisi, said private schools should be added to the placement list on the website with an option for parents to choose between public and private schools. Gwajuna Lore has the details.
The Conference of Heads of Private Second Cycle Schools said private schools play an important role in complementing government efforts towards improving access to secondary education. They added that government and some key stakeholders, however, pretend not to recognize this vital role, but think education is all about public schools. According to the General Secretary of the Association, Joseph Jamisi, thousands of Ghanaian children have access to quality secondary education through private senior high schools. Mr. Jamisi said they were made to believe before the implementation of the free SHS that private senior high schools will have a role to play, but this seems not to be the case.
Before the implementation, we had been made to believe that even with free SHS, private senior high schools had a role to play. We thought we could continue to partner with government to make a difference in the lives of Ghanaian children. At various fora, it has been stated that free SHS was a form of a scholarship program and therefore will be available to only students who qualify. Unfortunately, this did not happen.
He called on government to revisit the policy implementation scheme.
We call on government to reintroduce a more realistic cut-off point for qualification into public high schools. By reintroducing a realistic cut-off system, the government will be recognizing the contribution of private SHS and allowing us to play the complementary role that we have always played.
You heard the General Secretary of the Conference of Heads of Private Second Cycle Schools, Joseph Jamisi.